I don't like Jane. I've tried to like Jane, but I can't do it. I just think it's the same as James for me. Like, I just can't get on board. It's too plain for me, plain Jane. But I really like Casemira. I think it's so beautiful, and I really like it in the middle spot with like a one syllable first name. Just wouldn't choose Jane myself, but I do think it works. And we've got Anouk Sansa. I like Anouk a lot. I think it's really cool. I think it's like intuitive to pronounce. It's not too popular, but it's got the an part, which is familiar to people, so they don't feel too overwhelmed by it. Sansa is just very Game of Thrones, and that's all I think of when I see it. And yeah, I can't really get over that, but I do think it flows well together. Anouk Sansa, it's nice. Right, next name, and I feel like I know how to say this correctly in my head, and then every time I say it out loud, it just doesn't come out right. But Iso Lucasta. I like it. I think it's cool. I do think a bit of a pronunciation issue. I really should be able to say it properly, but I just can't. Lucasta, I think, is really underrated. Like, all the kind of like Lou and Luce and Luke names are all really, really popular. Why not Lucasta? I think it's so cool. And if it was in the first name spot, there'd be loads of nickname potential as well. But I do like it as a middle name. I think it's very unexpected. And by now, you can guess I love an unexpected middle name. Right. Viola Keras. I really like this. I don't know if you're pronouncing it Viola or Viola. When I say Viola, it just makes me think of the instrument, so I usually say it Viola. But either way, I really like it. I think it's so much better than Violet. Just so much less overused, which is a shame because Violet is a nice name too, but I just think this has that kind of edge. It's just so pretty, written down and said out loud. It's lovely. Keras, I struggle with because the same thing is with Irish people around where I live. There's a lot of Welsh people too, and Keras just makes me think of like older Welsh women, so I'm not sure, but I do think it has a really nice sound to it. I think if I had different associations to it, I'd love it. It's a really, really pretty name, and I think it goes really well with Viola, Viola Keras. Like, it's very melodic. It just flows very nicely, and I think they balance each other out very well. They are very different styles, but not to the point where they clash. Like, they complement each other really nicely. It's very delicate, that combo. Delicate, but grounded. Then we've got Mireille Honora. I like Mireille, but I prefer it spelled M-I-R-E-I-L-L-E. I just prefer it spelled the French way. I feel like that looks more kind of elegant, but I really like the sound of it. Mireille is really nice, because I really like the name Mira as well, but I just feel like I'm too white to use it, so maybe Mireille. It's lovely. Honora is a long time love of mine. I think it's great. I love like names that end in aura, like Nora, Theodora. Honora is another one, and I know that there was like a phase where everyone went through having it in their like signatures and user cards and stuff on here, but I feel like it's kind of gone out of fashion on Namebury again, or it's just kind of like gone back into obscurity, and I think we need to bring it back and try and get it used more in real life as well, because I just think it's so great, and like, it's so easy to pronounce. great nicknames. I also think it's great in the middle spot, especially